Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in our new episode of our program Wives of the Prophets. Today, another beautiful personality, another beautiful topic. Today we'll be talking about another Ummul Mu'mineen, another mother of believers who is known as Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. A great personality in the history of Islam and great lofty status she also possessed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very briefly, inshaAllah azawajal, we will cover her biography, we will talk about her inshaAllah and enlighten our hearts further. Before that, let's first listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that the one who sends salat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. And the one who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell. May Allah Almighty enable us with this honor, with this proximity, with this closeness in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also write for us freedom from the hellfire, freedom from hypocrisy. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic of the day, Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When we talk about her, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha spent very short period of time in the blessed company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and passed away very soon after getting married to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It is stated that she passed away only a few months after getting married to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The reason because Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaimah radiyallahu anha passed away just after a few months after getting married to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is why we don't find too much information about her in the books of Seerah. But yet, despite the shortage of her mention in the books, still we find that her excellences, her virtues, they reach the peaks of heights. This is again the blessings of being associated and blessings of being in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that takes an individual from the depths of something to the heights of excellence. This is our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his sacred, beautiful, sanctified company. Her name is Zainab and her father's name is Khuzaimah. And her family lineage is as following. Khuzaimah bin Harith bin Abdullah bin Amr bin Abd Manaf bin Hilal bin Amir bin Sa'asa'ah bin Muawiyah bin Bakr bin Hawazin bin Mansur bin Ikrama bin Khasfah bin Qais bin Ilan bin Mudar. Now, her family tree in the lineage of her forefathers meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at Sayyiduna Mudar radiyallahu ta'ala an, who is the 18th great-grandfather of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, let's go back right in the beginning of Islam when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam started to propagate the message of Islam. At that very moment of time, all the people, they became enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and they started to oppress the Muslims, not only the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam but also those Muslims who would embrace Islam and who would accept the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. People, they will start oppressing them, they will start tyrannizing them and they would inflict different kinds of tyrannies and oppressions upon them. In the midst of all these difficult times and severe challenges, where there were other fortunate believers who accepted Islam, accepted the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam towards Islam, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also amongst those chosen individuals, those fortunate, honored individuals who accepted the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and was included in the folds of Islam. She came in the folds of Islam, embraced Islam. So you can imagine how firm she would be, what great steadfastness and perseverance she would possess, that she embraced Islam, accepted Islam right at the beginning, right in the very early days of Islam, when it was very, very difficult and challenging to survive in those days by accepting Islam. And by doing so, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha also attained the honor of being amongst as-sabiqun al-awwalun, those companions who embraced Islam right at the very early age of Islam, right at the very early days of Islam, and their lofty status, their eminence is far more superior than those companions who embraced Islam at the later stage, after Islam became prominent, after Islam was spread across. Those companions who embraced Islam after that time, their rank and their eminence is not exactly the same as to the rank and the eminence of those companions who embraced Islam at the very early age of Islam, who are known as As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun. And these companions have also been praised in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha is also amongst those fortunate companions. Moreover, dear viewers of Madani Channel, due to her generous and wholehearted nature, and due to her favors and mercy on the orphans and destitute people, she was famous with the beautiful title of Ummul Masakeen, even in the era of ignorance, even in the age of ignorance. People, they knew her with the title of Ummul Masakeen, the mother of the destitute. This is her beautiful title that she was given even during the age of ignorance. Moreover, Islam teaches us to be generous and open-hearted. So after embracing Islam, this very quality of hers even shone further. When this is the state of an ummati, then imagine that what would be the state of generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself. As Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha was known as Ummul Masakeen even in the age of ignorance, even before the advent of Islam. But when a person accepts Islam, then these beautiful qualities and attributes, they shine further in the nature, in the character of a person. So you can imagine that an individual who was known as Ummul Masakeen before the advent of Islam, then after embracing Islam, when she became the follower of the teachings of Islam, then how much more this quality would have shown in her character. According to one narration, it is narrated that she was the stepsister of Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha from the side of her mother. Now, under the light of this saying, if we look at her family background, then she's immensely blessed, as then she's the daughter of Hind binti Auf. And it was famous about Hind binti Auf that she was the most noble woman in terms of her relationship with her in-laws. Because two of her daughters, Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidatuna Maymuna binti Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anha, were blessed with the honor of being married to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her sister Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Moreover, the other daughters of Hind binti Auf, they were also married to the most distinguished and acclaimed personalities. Amongst her son-in-laws were Sayyidina Abbas, Sayyidina Hamza, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abu Talib, and Sayyidina Shaddad bin Had radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And when we talk about the excellences, the specialities of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, another speciality of her is that she was the stepsister of those four sisters who were blessed with the title of Al-Akhwatul Mu'minat by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The names of those four sisters are as following. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatuna Lubaba binti Harith radiyallahu anha, Sayyidatuna Salma binti Umais radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidatuna Asma binti Umais radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When we shed light on the excellences of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then we can see that she is the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the mother of believers. Due to being kind and affectionate towards the poor and destitute, she was famous with the title of Ummul Masakeen even in the age of ignorance, even in the era of ignorance. Now, another beautiful excellence and speciality that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha possesses is that other than Ummul Mu'mineen Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the only blessed wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam who passed away in the apparent life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam buried her himself. So all other honorable wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It was only Ummul Mu'mineen Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha who passed away within the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And she is the only one amongst the blessed wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam whose funeral salah was offered by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is a great excellence that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha possesses, because no other honorable wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was blessed with this honor that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam offered their funeral salam. Why? Because Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she passed away during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, up until then, the command of offering funeral salah upon a deceased person was not revealed yet. And all the other wives, all the other honorable wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam could not offer their funeral salah. But it was Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha who passed away during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the command of offering funeral salah over a deceased person had been revealed by now. Therefore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam not only lowered her in the grave himself, but he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also offered her funeral salah. Subhanallah, what a great honor this is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is offering her funeral salah himself. You see, dear viewers of Madani channel, whenever anyone passes away, the first desire of the person or the family members is for any righteous person, any pious person to lead the funeral salah of the deceased. But in this case, what can be said of the fortune of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that her funeral salah is being offered by none other than the master of the universe, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No other honorable wife had this honor where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam offered their funeral salah. Furthermore, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states that I used to envy those who used to sacrifice their lives upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, then I said that I do not see your Lord, but He hurries in fulfilling your desire. And it should be remembered that only a few women presented themselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They were Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatuna Umme Shariq radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidatuna Khawla binte Hakim radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, whilst quenching her thirst by beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and by being blessed with the spirituality of knowledge and wisdom, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away 8 months after marrying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Rabi'ul Akhir 4 Hijri at the age of 30. According to one narration, she lived only 2 months after marrying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam led her funeral salah and buried her in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam.